This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after a heated debate. U.S. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says that he will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed the legislation. Two tropical storms advanced across the Caribbean Saturday night, potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast, one dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, while the other was pushing through the gap between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. Tropical storm Laura and Marco were both projected to approach Louisiana at or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart next week. A hurricane watch was also issued for the New Orleans metro area, which was pummeled by Hurricane Katrina in August of 2005. The two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, according to records going back to at least 1900. According to Colorado State University hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach, he said the last time two tropical storms were in the Gulf together was in 1959. He added the last time two storms made landfall in the United States within 24 hours of each other was in 1933. The world has hit another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 800,000 deaths, with the United States and Brazil's combined total being well over a third. There are more than 23.1 million infections globally. This is VOA News. China on Sunday reported 12 new confirmed coronavirus cases and no additional deaths. The National Hurricane Commission said 422 patients were being treated, including 16 in critical condition. South Korea has added 397 coronavirus cases, counting its 10th straight day of triple-digit increases as the speed of the viral spread nears the levels the country saw during the worst of its outbreak in spring. South Dakota health officials are warning that a number of people who attended the 10-day Sturgis motorcycle rally have come down with the coronavirus, including some who came from out of state. We get more from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The motorcycle rally brought hundreds of thousands to Sturgis and ended last weekend. The coronavirus testing on residents began right after. Gage Connolly told Black Hills Fox News it puts a lot of people's minds at ease.
Especially since a lot of people are angry that they let the rally happen. I feel like this was like a step towards the right direction.
But Harvey Matt says he doesn't agree everyone needs to get tested.
I don't think it's necessary for everybody.
City Manager Daniel Ainsley says they're being proactive.
A lot of it will mean continued testing and more testing to try to identify those people, and really encouraging employers as well to really ensure that they're continuing a lot of the health care screening.
South Dakota health officials reported Thursday 125 new cases in the state and two new deaths. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Human Rights Office is calling on Belarus authorities to immediately release all people unlawfully arrested during an anti-government protest, which broke out nearly 2 weeks ago in the wake of allegedly fraudulent presidential elections. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
People. Most of the several thousand people detained reportedly have been released. However, UN Human Rights Monitors report more than 100 people remain in jail. They express particular concern about the cases of some 60 people accused of criminal acts, charges that could carry heavy prison sentences. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Liz Throssell says her agency is particularly worried about the fate of at least 8 people whose whereabouts are unknown. She says information has been hard to get because of the practice of mass detentions. Nevertheless, she says Belarus has a duty to make sure comprehensive, accurate records are kept. She says family members and legal counsel must be informed about where all individuals are being held. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Find more at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.